Welcome to the Be Real, Get Real podcast from Women's Prosperity Network. Real women sharing real stories about their ups, their downs, their journey, and their transformations. Through these stories, we'll explore what it takes to have the courage to speak your truth, follow your passion, and be the change you want to see in the world. And now, let's get started with today's show.
And welcome everybody to the next episode in the Be Real, Get Real podcast. I am your host, Nancy Matthews of Women's Prosperity Network, and delighted to have this space where we get the opportunity to speak with real women sharing authentically the real stories of what they've been through, how they've overcame challenges, in a position to give you some extra value. And today I have the absolute pleasure of introducing you to Tamara, or Tammy, Patzer. Welcome, my friend Tammy.
Hey, thank you for having me.
It's my absolute pleasure. And you are a woman, from the moment we met, number one, you inspired me. Number two, the transformation that I've witnessed in you over these past 4 years, I think it is, has been astounding. Not only from the perspective of what I've seen you personally experience, but from the hundreds and hundreds, maybe even thousands of lives that you've impacted with your services, your value, and your heart and your spirit. So what a great journey it's been, my friend.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So today we're going to be talking with Tammy about her story. So give me a moment, and I want to just let you know a little bit about her background. So, because today we're going to be talking, the title of this episode is From the Shadows into the Spotlight, How a Recluse Found the Courage to Trust Herself and Others. And when Tammy and I were talking, preparing for this, when she shared some of the things that were going on inside of her, you know, since the time we met, from before we met, and the transformation, I was like, really? You were a recluse? I find this so hard to believe. Like, you're on the Jumbotron in Times Square. How does a recluse do that, right? So when we were talking, I knew that this conversation would bring great value to all of our listeners. So let me share about her background, and then we're going to dive into the conversation. So Tammy has shared her publishing and marketing strategies for impact, influence, and income with business owners, medical professionals, subject matter experts, and local marketing consultants at Harvard, Microsoft, Coca-Cola, and NASDAQ, as well as SCORE, the SBDC, Sea Grant, and many chambers and local organizations. She's the creator of the Women Innovators podcast and publishing program, as well as the Thought Leader Shows and Daily Success Institute. In addition to publishing and consulting directly with thought leaders and entrepreneurs in finance, health, and heart-centered businesses, Tammy has trained thousands of local marketing consultants in social media and video marketing. She has helped hundreds of people become international bestsellers and authors, and is the creator of the Beyond the Bestseller book, and maybe we can talk a little bit about that today, the book creation and marketing formula. She is recognized for her creative outside-the-box thinking and action implementation plans for her clients. She specializes in helping entrepreneurs and professionals showcase their expertise as subject matter experts by positioning them as educators and advocates for the success of their clients and prospects. So welcome, Tammy.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate being here today.
Yeah, it's our pleasure to showcase you. And let's talk a little bit. You are out, you know, on social media, video marketing, speaking engagements, TV, radio, Harvard. I mean, you are just in the spotlight in so many places. So I want to talk a little bit about this shift from recluse to being in the spotlight. So describe what it was like for you beforehand, and then how the transformation came about.
Wow. Well, it's an imagine that you are in front of a big picture window, and on the other side of the window, people are having a good time, they're partying, you know, it's New Year's Eve, they're doing the big New Year's kiss. You're on the other side with your nose pressed up against it, and you cannot figure out how to get into the room because you would like to be having all this fun with all these people, but you just can't figure out how to get to the other side. And for me, that was my life for a long time because I came from an abusive relationship and I never told anybody what was going on because I didn't want anyone to know. But once I got out of that, I still was in a situation where I couldn't figure out why I was so, I just figured I was an introvert. But actually, part of my issue that I found out later was that I had a parathyroid tumor. And some of the things that parathyroid tumors do to you is it makes you have memory loss, it makes you withdraw, it makes you depressed, you have a lot of aches and pains, and your thought processes just are not 100% accurate.
So you had there was a physical cause that was discovered at one point.
Yes.
And so yay to be able to discover that. And if I may, I want to kind of dial in a little bit. So I love the illustration, having your nose pressed against the window and you're like, I want to be in there. And in that same thought process, for me, I know I experienced this in the past, was I want to be in there, but fear showed up. What will they think of me? What will they say? I can't really trust anybody. I've been stabbed in the back and people don't really, I mean, there can be all of that that goes on as well, right?
Exactly. And that is, when you say stabbed in the back, that was a big part of my business life. And one of the reasons why I really wanted to become an entrepreneur and be in control, because here's a really good example. I had been in the newspaper business as an editor for many years, and I applied for a job for Sarasota County. I'll just name the names for Sarasota County. And it was to be their webmaster because I'd been studying that. I went back to school and got a degree in mass communications and instructional technology. So I studied a lot about the web and I got this job. My pay was going from $30,000 a year to $47,000. So this was huge. It was like Sally Field. They like me. They really like me. I thought I had hit the jackpot. And then I got there. Well, it was 2001, that, you know, September 11th. And this job started right around that same time. I gave up my position as a managing editor at the newspaper. I'd been there for almost 10 years. And I thought this was it.
I've arrived. Right. Yeah.
I get there, find out that someone inside had wanted the job I got. I was sabotaged from day one. When you say stabbed in the back, for example, they'd give me the wrong passwords. So I always was like, I can't get in. I can't, you know. I was literally sabotaged. So when the 90 days came up right before Christmas, I was let go. And there I was, no job. And it really scared me about corporate or big companies. And I ended up not having a job. And I went back to, and I got a job for $10 an hour at a little newspaper that was an hour away from home. So that's a long ways to go for 10 bucks an hour. Luckily, after a while, I did get a similar position where I worked before. However, I didn't go back to work at the same wage that I left. They made me take a big pay cut.
Wow.
So I really felt like people were out to get me. And again, I had all this personal stuff going on. I was a single mom.
Yeah.
Kids.
Yeah.
Had been going to school. I just had a lot of things, and it was very difficult. So, and my so-called friends, to tell you the truth, I really didn't have any friends. You know, you have work friends, but as soon as you're not there anymore, those relationships dissolve. So it was always about don't let anybody know about you because they're going to try to hurt you and use it against you.
So you just
protect yourself and you don't trust people.
Well, I want to pause here for just a moment because you've shared so many things. And first of all, thank you for your honesty, your authenticity. I know there's somebody watching this who is maybe going through something similar or about to recover. There's someone that this message is specifically for. And what you spoke of, you know, feeling stabbed in the back, you have to protect yourself. Don't let people really know who you are because they'll use it against you. And, you know, contrast, you're in the media and publicity where you show people, let people know who you are. So talk with me about how you were able to come out of that. And I believe a little bit of it is tied with the community of Women's Prosperity Network that you got introduced to say, you know, it's okay. I can let people know who I am. There are people who will love me regardless, right?
Yes. So I literally can pinpoint when my life changed. And it was when I met Sharonada Polak out in Ojai, California, through a mutual friend of ours. And Sharonada introduced me later, within a couple weeks. She said, Tammy, I'm going to Women Prosperity Network on conference. Would you like to help me in my booth? And I was like, okay. And at that time,
okay.
Oh yeah, I'd never heard of the Women's Prosperity Network. It sounded good to me. And I really liked Sharonada and I wanted to help her because we really resonated together. And I really didn't have any money. And you know, it was like, and she goes, oh, don't worry about it. You can stay with me, you know, and all you need is just a little bit to, you know, if you need to buy food and everything. So I'm like, okay, well, hey, I'll do it. So I came over to the Women's Prosperity Unconference, and my whole world literally changed. Sharonada is running around saying, Tammy's this wonderful person. She could help you get on TV. She can help you publish your book. Tammy is this and that. And I'm like hiding behind her because I had never had such a cheerleader for me since my mother passed away in 1985. So there was a long time between having that support system. And it was interesting because I actually ended up borrowing money through PayPal. You know, you can borrow money from PayPal.
It's free loans, yeah.
And it was at the unconference and you had the business of speaking. Mm-hmm. And the science of getting rich and I think the membership, and I wanted that business of speaking really, really bad. But then I really, really wanted the science of getting rich. And so I negotiated with you to get the business of speaking and the science of getting rich and something else. I don't even remember.
Here's what I remember. The conference was like 3.5 days long, and I saw you throughout. And then on the final day, when we do our leadership, women's leadership symposium, you came up to me like as we're packing up. And you're like, so I really want the business of speaking and the home study course and the 3-day event, which we did at the time. So I'm willing to pay for that if you throw in the receiving your riches. I was like, okay. And that's the thing. I love your commitment and courage that you knew what you wanted and you asked for it. And that you also trusted Sharonada, like you trusted the connection that you felt with this woman, that it was okay. You could take a chance and come to this thing called the Unconference and Women's Prosperity Network. And if I'm correct in what I'm hearing, when you got there, you actually experienced a community where people like and care for each other.
Yes. And that was unique. That is one of the things I really do like about the Women's Prosperity Network, because everybody is real. The people are genuine, authentic, transparent. I mean, I could go on.
Not perfect.
And
definitely not perfect.
No, but just like what you, this show, Get Real, you know, because everyone I've met, you know, no, nothing is perfect, but there is this, hey, we'll help you. And it matches how I feel. I want to help people. I want to, you know, help them, you know, take them by the hand, because I did overcome, you know, let's say introvert status or something, but I have stepped out more into the spotlight. And what I really love is helping other people step into that spotlight, because, you know, some people are like, well, I don't know how to get on TV. I don't know how to get on podcasts. I don't know how to get in the newspaper. I go, I know.
Yes, you do. Yes, she does. So, out to her. The link is going to be somewhere in the copy here. So
I that's what I like. And it's really cool because I can help people to prepare so that when they go on TV, you know, it's something that they can not only be proud of, but they can use it over and over and over again. And I also like to reverse engineer things. And when I talk to people, it's some innate gift I have, I start to see them on TV or on the stage or doing whatever it is that they want to become. And so then I have this idea of, oh, well, all we have to do is go A, B, C, D,
and if I could, one of the other gifts that you have is hearing what somebody does or what their business is and being able to reframe their messaging so that it's actually attractive to the media outlets. They want to have you share. And the training that you give people for on air is extraordinary. So make sure you reach out to Tammy. She's an expert and having you get beyond the bestseller. And I want to talk about that in just a moment, to really get out there and reach more people. We're changing the world together, you know. Question. So you pick up the business of speaking. You had to borrow money to come to that event or to actually probably buy the program. How quickly did things turn around for you from that?
Very quickly. On the way home, my Science of Getting Rich was on a CD. And I had the CD playing in the car home. And it's like a 3.5 hour drive. So I listened to that at least once. And then I kept listening to that. Every time I got in the car, I would listen to that over and over again. So I would say, I think at that event, I actually got a client, Abby Eisen.
Oh yeah. Abby from New York.
And I helped her get on TV. That was like late October, and she was on TV by December. I think she went to Knoxville. I got her booked on a news program. Oh, it was related to November 17th. It was something about taxes and smoking.
Yeah, an expert at that, yeah.
So but anyway, so things started to turn around let's just say immediately. And by the time I got to the business of speaking, which I think was a few months later, mm-hmm. that was really a cool situation for me too, because I actually ended up coming up with a package and I had, I think, 5 minutes and people bought it. So I was just like, wow, how cool is this? And I think at that time also, many Women Prosperity Network members also decided to be in my book project, Women Innovators. So I mean, if you could say instant, I could say that. Yeah. But it just started to get better and better. And again, when you said 4 years, I was like, wow, it has been almost
been 4 years.
4 years. But the beauty of it is that I have grown a lot and I'm much more trusting. And I did do the Essence of Being, which I also was introduced to. And that helped me a lot with the fear factor and the trust factors, because for me, it's all about trust. And it's something that goes way back, you know, into my childhood with the trust factors. But I can see, you know, as time goes on, you know, as I become more trusting, my world opens up to bigger and better things.
Awesome. And it does. And it kind of, for me, a little bit goes back to my belief that we're here to experience life with other people. And if I can't trust people, it's cutting off my experiences. It's cutting off the love that's available to me. And I think many of us have been through times where somebody betrayed us, we were stabbed in the back, we couldn't count on somebody, or they let us down. And what I'm hearing from you is that shifting that and releasing that is what gave you the courage to step into the spotlight. And, you know, little bits of trust. So you trusted Sharonada enough to come to the event. You trusted the people you met there. You trusted yourself to invest in yourself. You trusted yourself to serve those next clients and put those, you know, you recognize the value you gave and put those packages together. So this process of learning to trust others as well as yourself is key to really enjoying this journey.
Yes. Awesome. And the more that you do allow yourself to trust other people, I think it just, you're absolutely right. It improves your life. Your life becomes richer in the layers of it. And you're able to help more people, because I've always known that I had a big mission and a big message. And through, you know, again, Sharonada, I also met Heather Podeska, and at the same time, and the interesting part about all that is all of the people who have come forward in some way who I have been able to help, and as I help them, I am helped because my skill sets get better. I'm more able to you know, create things, and it really is something that is, again, it's this big message, big mission thing. And I know, I mean, I've audibly heard that, hey, Tammy, you're the messenger's messenger. And I didn't know what that meant. Mm-hmm. But now I get it, because there's all of these people who have messages and they need someone to help guide them. They need someone like me who can say, mm-hmm. okay, here's, you've got your big message, you've got your big mission, let's figure out how to get it out to the world. And right. that's what I do. That's how I've been able to help people.
In a beautiful, masterful way. So she's got amazing connections in the media industry, news, television, radio, all over the place. So make sure you connect with Tammy. And you can go to, is it Tammy or Patzer.com, T-A-M-I, or Tamara Patzer?
TammyPatzer.com. I also have DailySuccessInstitute.com.
Yes, you've got all, she's out there. You could probably, she's very Googleable, so just Google her. I bet you'll find her. we're going to go ahead and wrap up in a moment. I just want you to speak to Beyond the Bestseller. Tell me why you created that.
Well, when I did the Women Innovators books, I had 64 women who became international bestsellers within a couple months.
Yeah.
And these women said, Tammy, what's next?
Right.
So I said, well, okay, you need to get on podcasts. You should be on radio. You should be on TV. Let's write press releases. Let's leverage this. Let's keep talking about it. I mean, I even have gone as far as showing people how to push a share button, because some people, they don't see, look, I could push this button and tell hundreds, if not thousands, of more people. That's how things go viral, is literally people pushing that share button over and over again. So I try to help people understand that it's not about the book. It's not even about the product. It's about beyond. It's going beyond with everything you do. It's beyond this interview. If all we did was just say, oh yeah, I did this really cool interview with Nancy Matthews, but I didn't do anything with it except allow it to do, you know, its moment in time. What a waste. So I would say, hey, I did this really cool interview with Nancy Matthews. I'm going to share this over and over and over again. I'm going to put it on my website. I'm going to transcribe it. Maybe I'll make an audiogram out of sections of it. There's so much you can do with every single thing you do. And many people are content producers, but they never understand it's about leveraging it and going beyond the bestseller, beyond the stage, beyond the podcast.
So I love it. And as you were sharing this, I have a marketing line that came in for you, which is turning your 15 seconds of fame into a lifetime of something. Results.
Or, I like that, because that's absolutely true.
Right. So that's your new mini course. Anyway, I'm off on a tangent doing... All right, Tammy, thank you so much for sharing with us today and for everything that you do to support people in bringing their impact to the world. I really love, honor, and appreciate you, my friend.
Well, thank you, Nancy. And again, I always have to come back and say, hey, Sharonada, thank you, because I got to meet, you know, Nancy Matthews, Trish Carr, and Susan Weiner and the three sisters and everyone else. I mean, I bet you I've met hundreds of people through Women's Prosperity Network.
And so, awesome. So
it's phenomenal. Yeah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. We love having you as part of the community. And if you're watching this and you don't know much about Women's Prosperity Network, make sure you check it out, because it's an amazing place to thrive, to grow, and to prosper. So thank you, Tammy, for being with us today. Appreciate you.
It's life-changing.
Yes. Life-changing, life-enhancing, right?
Yes.
All right.
Thank you, everyone.
All right. Thanks. Bye, everybody.
Thank you for joining us on the Be Real, Get Real podcast from Women's Prosperity Network, the place where impact-driven women shine as they make a positive difference for their families, their communities, and the world at large. Be sure to visit womensprosperitynetwork.com to tap into the power, resources, and connections this extraordinary community provides. That's it for today. I'm your host, Nancy Matthews, and until next time, make it a magical day.